Number 9.
Wow, what an atmosphere. I've never seen this place so full.
Me neither. They're not even a well-known band.
I guess their promotion must have been spot on.
Number 10.
Could you do a recap for me?
Well, it's a little complicated to run through quickly, but in the booklet I've given you, you'll find everything laid out clearly.
Thanks.
Number 11.
I was wondering if you'd ever get around to showing up.
Well, I know it's not the first time, but if you knew what had happened, you'd see things in a different light. Number 12.
You look deep in thought.
Yes, my boss offered me the chance to work at our Chicago office, and I'm toying with the idea.
You'd be mad not to go for it.
Number 13.
I could come round and show you the catalog on Wednesday morning, if that suits you.
I've got to run some errands on Wednesday. How about Thursday?
Sure, I don't see why not.
Number 14.
Look what I bought for Melanie's birthday. She adores animals, so I'm sure she'll love it.
Hey, a penguin. Isn't it cute? But don't you think she's a little too old for stuffed toys? Number 15.
I'm afraid, madam, that this table is reserved. I'm going to have to ask you to move.
Well, I never. Number 16.
It just keeps ringing. Nobody's answering.
They must have already set out for the airport, then.
Let me try their cell phone.
Number 17.
All I know is that halfway through the washing machine cycle, there was a blue flash, and then all the lights went out, and it's been dark ever since.
Don't worry, sir. It's probably just the fuse box.
End of part 1.